Welcome to the High School Girls Volleyball Preview Show. Jop Blackman and Casey Miners with you. We're going to be talking to all 10 of our high school volleyball coaches around the area as we'll bounce back and forth. I'll be talking here in just moments with first-year head coach Riley Ludwig of the Carroll Tigers. We'll also chat with Rusty Wintermode over at Kemper, Kara Peter with Arweva, Natalie Lewis with Coon Rapids Baird, Krista Bunt with Glenn Ralston, Michaela Sparr with Peyton Jordan, Brandon Steiger of ESAC, Emma McKinney with South Central Calhoun, Brandy Groon down in Audubon, and Michaela Cron as well with IKM Manning. So make sure you stay with us for this next hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes as we preview the upcoming season. And thanks to all of our sponsors here. But as I mentioned, we'll start things off with the Carroll Tigers out of the Raccoon River Conference. And Riley Ludwig, former Tiger, has now taken over the program. So Riley, congratulations on becoming the new head coach for the Carroll Tigers, and appreciate you joining us here today.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited.
What's it like? You were a part of the staff kind of as an assistant a year ago, but you know, you're now the head coach at your alma mater. That's got to be a pretty cool feeling.
It's so awesome to be back in the gym, and I've always loved our program and being back and being able to help and give back to the thing that gave me so much a couple of years ago is just really exciting and something I'm just super passionate about. So,
what went through your mind when Randy Beeson, the AD there at Carroll, kind of contacted you and said, "We're offering you the job"? Was there any hesitation, or was it, "I want it, I'm going for it"?
Oh, no, I wanted it. This has always been something that I wanted to do, just to come back and coach where I played and help the girls be successful in the way I was, and then even more than that. So it was an instant yes.
What was it that helped you develop this love for volleyball and the love for the Carroll program like you have?
The coaches that I had, you know, with school and with club just shared their knowledge with me. And then when things started clicking and I started to understand the game and really see like how you could think through what you were doing and win games mentally as well as physically, like it just brought so much more to the game. And it was kind of just a safe place. Volleyball is a game of mistakes, so making one doesn't matter as much. And it's not like end of game. Making a mistake is just part of it. So I just really loved that, and being able to come back from a mistake and be mentally strong was just really awesome. And Carroll, I just met some of the best people, and I played with some really awesome people at Carroll, and we had so much success and so much fun that I've always wanted to come back and be back in the gym, in the Carroll gym.
You mentioned some of the coaches. Some of those are on your staff. What's the staff look like for you this season?
Varsity assistant is Kim Renning, who was there when I was there. And then JV is somebody completely new to the district, Becca Steffen. She's from like over by Cedar Rapids. She played in college the last few years, so she's brought a lot of knowledge, some new drills, and kind of a new sort of excitement into the gym. And then Kelly Schultz is freshman, and she and Kim have just been really awesome with their experience, just helping me through making decisions, seeing other things. And then Becca, of course, too. And then we have two volunteers, Lonnie Miller and Molly Lang, who I also played under and have just offered so much advice and continued to help me learn as well. And then have just helped to push the girls. So,
what's the style that we're going to see from the Carroll Tigers? What do you want to develop and what do you want to see out of the girls?
It's going to be fast paced. No balls are going to drop. The girls are going to be all over the floor. They're going to be excited. They're going to be loud. They're going to be working together and just playing some really high-level volleyball, showing up to compete and perform every single day, playing till the last point, playing till the whistle blows, and just never settling. Like, we can always be better every single day.
What's the focus been this summer during camps and now this fall once practice has gotten underway? What have you been focusing on to get them ready for the year?
The summer, we focused a lot on the little things and building those habits so that when the season really did start officially, we didn't have to work backwards. We were able to start in June and continue to advance, making sure that we can take our skills and our IQ to the next level rather than having to stop halfway through the season and go back to the reminders of communication, ready position, staying low, getting in defensive position and covering and all of those little things. So that's been really awesome to see them start doing those on the first day of practice. And then we were able to continue to advance this week. So that's been really awesome to see.
And I know talking with you before the show started here today that you said you've got six seniors and they have really jumped on board with everything and are providing great leadership for you right now.
Yeah, they've really bought in. We kind of have a little bit of a culture change to make this year, like with the little things, starting practice every day on a positive note, making sure that we are supporting each other and being a team. And they've really bought into that and have been really, really, really awesome leaders, leading the younger girls, holding each other accountable, holding the rest of the team accountable to do everything that we've been talking about, and then making sure that we're applying the things we talk about right away, not waiting, not seeing if maybe it'll change, but really just applying all the little things and making sure we're doing everything right every single day.
As a great setter in your day, you understand how important passing and serve receive is. What's been the focus and what have you seen so far in the back row on getting that ball up to whoever your setters are going to be in good shape?
Really just discussing before the serve comes what kind of serve it is so we're ready, talking about our seams, making sure we're communicating, following the ball to the line, and then really just getting that ball in front of the 10-foot line so we can run our offense. Having 2-3 options is really important. We don't want to be out of system, out of serve receive. We want to be able to run our offense and then side out right away.
Far as the back row goes, who's battling for the spots, the libero, the other DSs?
Our libero is returning. She was libero last year as a junior, Marison Wittra, doing a really good job all over the court, just never stopping, pushing the team, pancaking anything she can. She's all over, covering. Making sure that she's talking really loud, talking to the hitters as they're up swinging, telling them how many blocks they have, what's open on the court. She's improved a ton with her eye work, making sure she's seeing the defense, seeing the things that are open for our offense and everything like that. So,
anybody else specific for back row, or are most of the girls going to play all the way around for you?
Our outsides have been doing a pretty good job back in middle back. We do have McKenna and Kaya back as seniors who will play, doing some of that serving in DS and passing for us. And then Aubrey Drake as a junior will do some passing for us. And then maybe Analia might get back there every once in a while and right back too.
Analia probably going to be one of those girls that will be a hitter for you. Let's start left side and right side. Who are the hitters left and right for you?
Looking at Olivia Roeder and Caitlin Aiden for outside, and then Analia on the right side. And then we have Savannah Woodward and Kyra Hosenfeld also suiting, and they have some strong swings and might get in there for us too. So,
who's going to man the middle for you?
Right now, Amanda Wardell is returning. This is her junior year, so she's getting stronger, bigger block, bigger swings, and then Chloe Cook will play in opposite her.
Setter position, is that pretty set then for you?
Yeah, Emily Puck will set this year. She's been working really hard, running some different things on offense, getting to balls with her hands, putting up really nice balls for our setters, and making sure that she's seeing the block, leading our middles around the block, and just seeing the court. She's dumping when she needs to. She's good on defense, so she's getting that ball right up to Marison so we can run out of system if needed.
Do you feel like the rotation will be pretty set, and how big do you want your rotation to be this year?
We'll have about 12 girls to suit starting the season, and it's looking like about 8 will play in the rotation. So a couple of subs here and there, but really pushing the girls to play in the back row and pass and stay in the game.
As far as the schedule goes, how do you like how the schedule breaks down for this team?
We have 2 scrimmages coming up next week, and then we'll have our tournament at Harlan, which will get us ready for our first home game against Winterset, and that'll be our first conference game. Carroll beat Winterset last year, so going in with a little bit of confidence is exciting. And I think the girls are ready for that.
You mentioned Winterset, Raccoon River Conference. What do you think the conference looks like? Who are the favorites? And where do you think the Tigers can fit into the mix this season?
Oh, I mean, you know how tough our conference is. Real tough. Des Moines schools, lots of club and playing and experience that Carroll maybe doesn't have the opportunity to do all the time. But I'm sure, you know, Ballard and North Polk will be up there, and I actually think that we have a pretty good shot to be up in the top 5, top 3 this year, too.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, looking forward to it. It's going to be fun getting a chance to catch up with you each and every week throughout the season. So appreciate you joining us here today. Best of luck coming up here in the rest of the season, and looking forward to catching up with you on a regular basis.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Riley Ludwig again with the Carroll Tigers. We'll step away, take a break. We'll come back, and we've got Casey Miner set up. He's ready to talk Kemper volleyball. That's next year on the Volleyball Coaches Preview Show.